愿大家平安。
May peace to you all。
今天下午我们第四次来学习马拉基书中神与人的对话。
And this is the fourth session that we will discuss the communication or the conversation between man and God。
在这个对话中，我们可以看到神非常了解人。
And in this communication, we found out that God really knows the heart of man.
但是人不了解神。
But the man does not know the heart of God.
这是人跟神关系中的障碍。
This is a barrier between the relationship of God and man.
就是人不了解神。
It is that man does not know the heart of God.
好，那我们现在来看第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi, chapter 2.
马拉基书第二章。
Malachi, chapter 2.
十七节，你们用言语反锁神，你们还说我们在何事反锁他呢？因为你们说凡行恶的神看为善，并且他喜悦他们，或说公义的神在哪里呢？
Verse 17, you have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you said,In what way have we wearied him? In that you said, Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or, where is the God of justice?
这里神说，对以色列百姓说，你用言语来烦我。
Here the Lord said to the Israelite, You have wearied me with your words.
那我们就想普通的人际关系。
And if we think about the relationship between people,
如果我们的孩子或者我们公司的属下的人讲很多话，跟事实不一样。
And if your children or your colleagues say things that is illogical,
那我们就很烦了。
Then we are weary.
那如果继续再讲，
if they continue,
我们就不理他了。
Then we will think that they're annoying.
那如果再继续再讲。
If they keep on saying it,
这个关系就有问题了。
Then there will be a conflict in the relationship.
那人跟神也是这样啊。
And it is the same between the relationship of God and man.
前面神你说他是父亲。
God is our father.
他也说他是主人。
He is our master.
那相对之下，人就是孩子。
So the same relationship, we are his children.
那人就是仆人。
We are his servants.
那现在在十七节里面呢、人对神的评论跟神的本性、跟神的计划不一样。
And in verse 17, the thinking of man toward God is different than what God thinks of us.
当然，这就是反锁神了。
And of course, this will weary God.
那这就是神跟人之间会有一个距离。
And there will be a distance between the God and us.
那这个十七节到底在讲什么？
And what is verse 17 really talking about?
这个十七节一直其实是一直连到第三章第六节。
And this verse 17 actually continued through chapter 3 verse 6.
这个第三章特别第五节到第六节。
And in chapter 3 verses 5 and 6.
在提到当时的社会乱象。
It talked about the chaotic situation at the society at the time.
第三章的第五节、第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
万军的神说，我必临近你们，我必施行审判，我必必数做见证，警戒那行邪术的、犯奸淫的、起假誓的、亏负人工价的、欺压孤儿寡妇、枉取寄居的和不敬畏我的。
Verse 5, And I will come near you for judgment.I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and fatherless, and against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts.
就是在当时的社会里面呢，很普遍的一些现象。
And this is a popular or evident situation back then at the society.
这个现象就是社会的不公义。
And it's the injustice in the society.
也是社会的罪恶。
And thus, the sin of the society.
特别是提到行邪术的。
Especially it talked about the sorcerers.
这是第二戒。
And the second commandment.
跟拜偶像有关系。
And it has to do with worshiping idols.
犯奸淫的。
Adulterers.
起假誓的。
perjurers,
恢复工价的,
exploit wage earners,
欺家孤儿寡妇的,
and those who exploit widows and fatherless,
驱往寄居的,
and those who turn away an alien,
不敬畏我的,
and they do not fear God.
那他们就一直看看这个社会这么乱哦，到底神有没有立场？
And in that kind of society, what does God stand?
那这个社会这么乱，如果神有立场，神有没有行动？
And if God has a stand in this kind of chaotic society, what does he act?
比方说，好像家里面两个小孩子吵架。
It's like in a household when two children are fighting.
哭一哭以后就等爸爸妈妈来表示一下有没有什么立场，是谁对谁错。
And after the fight, they will come to the parents and make the parents the judge.
那如果哥哥对弟弟错
，The older brother is right and the younger brother is wrong。
那现在就看爸爸妈妈有什么行动。
Then they will see what kind of action the parents will take。
弟弟错，罚站一个钟头。
If the little brother is wrong, that he would be punished to stand in a corner for 1 hour。
那这两个孩子等了很久，爸爸妈妈都没有讲话。
But if after a while the parents does not act on it，
就是开始在议论了。
Then they will discuss among themselves.
那个欺负人的也可以的，爸爸，你看他都没有讲话。
And it's okay for me to hit my little brother, and my father will not do anything.
或者小孩子就开始讲，那是爸爸在哪里
？And the children will say, "Where is the father?"
如果爸爸在，怎么都没有行动
？If the father is here, how come he does not act on it?
当然，对一个父母亲来讲，小孩子这样的评论是不对的。
Of course, to parents, this is not the right thing to do for the children.
所以我们看这个圣经里面在描写当时社会的演变。
And we can see the Bible describing the changes in the society.
好像是有一个周期 ，cycle.
It's like a cycle.
就是一旦人平安了
，whenever there's peace,
人就开始离开神。
Then they will start leaving God.
就开始拜偶像。
And they will start worshiping idols.
就开始犯罪离开神。
They will start committing sin, departing from God.
四世纪三百多年的时间，就是这个循环一直在循环。
In the time of Judges, this is what happened for 300 years.
那他们就一直看
And they will look.
好像也没有什么事情发生。
Nothing really happened.
所以他们就说，行恶的神看为善。
So that's why they said everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
那这变成很严重了。
And this is a serious situation.
表示说神可以接受恶。
And it is like saying God can accept evil.
因为社会充满着恶，如果有神，神都没有讲话。
If the society is full of evil and God just doesn't do anything.
那所以神能够接受恶。
That means God must be able to accept evilness.
那这样的讲法当然是得罪神了。
And of course, this kind of saying will weary God.
神是昨天、今天、明天、永远不改变的。
And God is yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and He will never change.
那改变的是什么？改变是人。
What changes? Man change.
那为什么人改变越来越不好，但是神好像都没有讲话
？And how come man continue to sin and God does nothing?
那这是圣经里面所要记载的。
This is what the Bible records.
那如果我们看耶利米书
，Let's look at Jeremiah.
以这个例子来讲
，For example,
耶利米书的二十五章
，The Book of Jeremiah, Chapter 25.
耶利米书二十五章
，Jeremiah 25.
第三节
，Verse 3，
从犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚十三年，一直到今天23年，常有神的话临到我，我也到你那里传说。我从早上起来传说，只是你们没有听从。
Verse 3, from the 13th year of Josiah the son of Amon, king of Judah, even to this day.This is the 23rd year in which the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened.
在耶利米先知那个世代神用他23年来传达神的讯息。
In the time of Prophet Jeremiah, God used 23 years to send the message to the people.
不是23天啊,
not 23 days.
也不是23个月,
not 23 months.
是23年啊,
he used 23 years.
人生有几个23年?
How many 23 years do you have in your lifetime?
是很长的,
it's a very long time.
那这23年哦, 讯息只有一个,
and in these 23 years, there is only one message.
第五节,
it's recorded in verse 5.
说你们个人要离开恶道, 和所做的恶, 便可居住在神古时所应许你们列祖之地。
Verse 5 reads, they said, repent now every one of his evil way and his evil doing, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given to you and your father forever and ever.
叫他们要离开恶道。
And he wants them to depart from evil ways.
不可拜偶像。
Not to worship idols.
那这样啊, 神就要看顾你们了。
Then God will take care of you.
但是穿了23年,
but after 23 years,
他们都没有改变,
they did not change at all.
那为什么神要等23年呢?
Why did God wait 23 years?
这就是神的怜悯,
and this is the mercy of God.
因为神是爱他们的,
because God loved them.
神是不轻易发怒的,
and God does not anger easily.
神的意念是平安的, 不是降灾祸的,
and God wants them to have peace, not disasters.
是不是神能够接受恶?
It's not that God can accept evilness.
神的本性是不会变的,
God's nature will not change.
是神的怜悯,
it's the mercy of God.
要给他们机会回头,
God wants to give them chance to return back to him.
这样神跟他们立的约才能够实现,
then God can fulfill the promise that he gave them.
所以这个23年叫做 grace period, 好像那信用卡的恩典期啊。
So these 23 years is the grace period.
那这个恩典期过了,
after this grace period,
那神就宣布了,
then God will proclaim,
从第八节开始,
from verse 8 on,
说你们没有听从我的话,
you have not heard my words,
那我就要照北方的众族来, 仆人, 我的仆人, 尼布, 巴比伦王, 尼布甲尼撒, 攻打你们。
Then I will tell my servant Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, to attack you.
第十节,
in verse 10.
又是欢乐快乐的声音, 新郎新娘的声音, 推磨的声音, 灯的亮光, 从地上止息。
In verse 10, moreover, I will take from them the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom and the voice of the bride. The
sound,
verse 11.
他们要被掳70年,
and they will be taken for 70 years.
那当 神的荣耀离开了圣殿,
when the glory of God departed from the temple,
那记载在耶利米埃, 在这个, 以西结书,
it's recorded in the book of Ezekiel.
神一离开圣殿, 那个巴比伦王就攻进来,
and when the glory of God departed from the temple, the Babylonian attacked them.
那巴比伦王一攻进来以后,
when the Babylonian attacked them,
到底发生什么事情?
What happened?
我们看耶利米埃歌,
let's look at Lamentation.
耶利米埃歌的2章20节,
Lamentation chapter 2 verse 20,
说神啊, 求你观看, 你向谁这样行, 妇人岂可吃自己所生的, 摇动的婴孩吗? 祭司跟先知, 妻子在主的圣所中被杀吗? 21节,
verse 21,
少年人跟老年人都在街上躺卧, 我的处女跟壮丁都倒在刀下, 你发怒的日子杀死他们, 你杀了不顾惜, 22节,
verse 22,
你遭拒视为惊吓, 我像在大会的日子遭拒人一样, 神发怒的日子没有人能够逃脱, 没有人能够存留, 我所摇动所养育的婴孩, 仇敌都杀尽了。 这个是一幅很实在的描写,
and this is a very realistic description.
因为被围困太久啊, 所以有的妇人就杀自己的孩子来吃,
and because they were surrounded for a long time, the mother would eat their young children.
少年人老年人都被杀掉,
the young and the old would be killed.
处女壮年人都被杀掉,
the virgins and the young men would also be killed.
到处流血,
there would be blood everywhere and sorrowful.
为什么?
Why?
因为神恩典过去, 公义就来到了,
because the grace period has gone past and the judgment came.
所以神对人所犯的罪没有马上的回应,
sometimes God does not immediately punish the wickedness.
这个表示神 能够接受罪恶，不是表示神能够接受罪。
It doesn't mean God can accept evilness.
这是表示神的宽容。
It's because God is merciful.
啊、哦，社会如果把神拿掉
，If you take God away from the society，
我们发现社会啊、哦，今年跟去年不一样，这个叫做进步。
And sometimes we, if we see the changes in the society from one year to another, we say this is a progress.
所以人越来越文明，文化水准越来越高。
So we say that the people are even more cultured.
那相比之下，我们就发现住在丛林那个没有接受文明的人就变成很野蛮了。
So relatively speaking, when we think of the villagers that are uneducated, we think they're uncultured.
也有理讲不清啊。
And you can never explain this fact.
但是如果把神拿回来
，If you bring back God into the society,
我们就看社会的演变，哦。
We can see the changes in the society.
在神不改变的这个标准之下
，under the unchanging standard of God，
这个叫做偏离
，and this is called deviation.
这个叫做堕落
，this is
堕落，哦，这个叫堕落
，deviation.
哦，所以这个变成一件事情有两个看法
，and there are two ways to look at this this thing.
啊，比方说。最近美国的最高法院对同性恋判定同性恋合结婚合法。
Recently, the U.S. Supreme Court has made homosexuality legalized.、哦、
那这个《纽约时报》的社论呢，就有一篇评论。
And New York Times wrote an article about this.、哦、
他说这是反映现在社会啊人观念渐渐改变的事实。
And this is the fact that people's thinking.And the culture is changing.
所以照这个社论来讲，就是最高法院的决定会随着社会文化的进步在进步。
And that means the decision made by the Supreme Court will change with the trend of this world.
因此，有时候我们常常发现说，我们听到有人讲说，我们真耶稣教会要跟上美国的主流教会。
And sometimes I hear that people said our church, which is church, must follow the trend of the the churches in this world.
哦，主流的 mainstream.
The mainstream churches.、哦、
这样听起来是很合理啊。
It sounds very logical.
哦，但是我们现在看美国社会一些主流的教派。
Now let's look at the mainstream churches in the U.S.
他们对同性恋渐渐都接纳了。
They're slowly accepting the thinking of homosexuality.
哦，也有同性恋开始可以变成牧师的。
And some of the churches also make homosexuals their priests.
哦，所以这个社会文化的进步已经影响到教会。
So the advancement in the society also affecting the church today.
哦，因此现在就开始有人在想，哦，你信耶稣，这个是2000年的事情，现在社会这么进步，还在相信这个。
And you believe in Jesus, he existed 2000 years ago. Why do you believe him today?
哦，好像是说。我们的信仰应该是随着社会的进步，信仰要一直进步。
It's like our faith, our belief must change through time.
哦，那所谓随着社会进步，就是说，当大家可以接受同性恋的时候，我们的教会应该接受同性恋。
And it is saying when everybody is accepting homosexuality, our church must do the same.
那这样，这个教会才能够被社会接纳。
Then this church can be accepted in the society.
啊、哦，但这样的讲法哦，是。对神的不认识
，and this kind of thinking shows ignorance to God.
因为神是不会改变的
，because God does not change.
那如果神不会改变，为什么社会这么乱？神也没有讲什么
？Since God does not change, how come God is allowing the society to be so sinful?
那这就跟当时耶利米先知的时代一样啊。
This is like the time of the prophet Jeremiah.
不是神没有表达他的立场。
It's not that God does not hold his stance in the matter.
神的立场从旧约到新约都讲得很清楚。
And God's standard is the same in the Old and New Testament.
摩西的律法里面讲得很清楚，同性恋要用石头打死的。
In the time of Moses, Moses' law states that if you're homosexual, then you will be stoned to death.
那保罗在罗马书的书信讲得很清楚。
And Paul in the book of Romans said it very clearly.
这个是把顺性的应用处用在逆性上面。
If you do something that is natural and do it unnaturally,
因为神造男跟造女。
Because God made man and woman.
男人跟女人结婚。
man will marry a woman.
这个叫做顺性的用处。
And this is a natural phenomenon.
啊，那到男跟男结婚是把顺性的用处用在逆性上面。
And when a man marry a man, that is using a natural way to make it unnatural.
违反神创造的自然。
It's against the nature of God's creation.
所以罗马书里面保罗讲得很清楚。
So in the book of Romans, Paul said it very clearly.
那这个神的话是不会随着文化在改变的。
And God's word will not change through the culture of man.
但是为什么神没有采取行动呢？
So how come God did nothing about this?
这是神的宽容。
It is because of the mercy of God.
那有的信徒啊，可能有一些青年很羡慕美国的所谓的 mega church。
And some of the youth in our church really envy the mega churches in the U.S.
你看看哪一个教会几千人
？They would say, "Do you know how many members are in that church?"
有的是上万人。
There are ten thousands of members.
但如果我们仔细去研究这些 mega church,
if we analyze these mega churches,
你会发现共同有一点。
There will be one common denominator.
就是对罪没有立场。
They do not stand firm against sin.
你问他堕胎有什么看法
？For example, abortion. What do they think about that?
他不会讲堕胎的有什么立场。
They will not stand a ground on the topic of abortion.
你问他同性恋有什么看法
？And if you ask them, what is your stand on homosexuality?
他也不会讲他有什么看法。
They will say nothing about it.
甚至有一个 mega church 问他耶稣是不是独一的救主，他也不敢讲。
Even if you ask one of the mega churches, is God is Jesus the true God, and they would not even stand on that.
因为它里面有一些是拜神，但是没有信耶稣的。
And some of the members in that church, they worship God, but they don't believe in Jesus.
但是当他对罪开始表明立场
，if they start taking ground on sin,
信徒就会分
，then the members will leave.
你赞成，我不赞成。
You agree to that thing, I don't agree to it.
赞成的留下来，不赞成就不来了。
If you agree to it, then you stay. If you disagree, you will leave.
所以很多的 mega church 实际已经没有讲了。
And many of the mega churches, they don't even talk about the Ten Commandments.
实际的，特别第七诫，他已经不讲，不能讲。
Especially the Tenth Commandment, they cannot speak any of that.
绝大部分的主流教派第七诫已经没有讲了。
Most of the mainstream churches, they don't talk about the seventh commandment.
他不能讲，也不敢讲。
They can't say it, and they dare not to say it.
因为他一讲，信徒产生罪恶感。
Because as soon as they say it, the people will they will feel guilty.
那产生罪恶感，他就不来了。
When they feel guilty, then they will stop going to
church. 我为什么去教会再有个罪恶感呢
？Why would I go to a church that I will feel guilty going?
所以他不来了。
Then they will stop going.
那信徒人数就会减少。
Then the membership will decrease.
奉献会减少，你教会要存留就有问题。
Then the offering will decrease as well.
所以为什么虽然教会很多
，Even though there are many churches in the society,
但是挡不住整个社会潮流一直偏离神。
But they cannot stop the fact that the trend of this society is going away from God.
因为教会没有立场。
Because the church does not stand on sin.
他不敢站在圣经的立场来讲话。
They cannot stand firm on the fact, the truth in the Bible.
因为怕他怕信徒的流失。
Because they do not want to lose their membership.
所以在马拉基当时的世代
，at the time of Prophet Malachi,
看到社会这样的乱象
we see the chaotic situation in society.
好像神都没有做什么。
Looks like God is doing nothing.
所以他就开始在议论。
So they are discussing among themselves.
行恶的神看为善。
Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord.
行恶也不需要悔改，神都很喜悦他们。
And if you do evil, God delights in them.
为什么会有这样结论
？Why is there such conclusion?
如果我们看诗篇的七十三篇。
Let's look at Psalm 73.
诗篇的七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
第二节。
Verse
2. 至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。第三节。
Verse 3.
我见恶人跟狂傲人享平安，我就心怀不平。第四节。
Verse 4.
他们死的时候也没有疼痛，他们的力量却也壮实。第五节。
Verse 5.
他们不向别人受害，不向别人遭灾。第六节。
Verse 6.
所以骄傲如链子戴在他们的颈项上，强暴像衣裳遮盖他们身体。第七节。
Verse 7.
他们 眼睛因为体胖而突出，他们所得的过于心里所想的。啊，接着。
Okay, verse 2. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my step had nearly slipped. 3. For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Verse 4. For there are no pangs in their death, but their strength is firm. Verse 5. They are not in trouble as other men, nor they are plagued by other men. Verse 6. Therefore pride serves as their necklace, violence cover them like a garment. Verse 7. Their eyes bulge with abundance. They have more than heart could wish.
这里这个作诗的人、哦、跟当时马拉基书世代的人一样，都有同样感觉。
And the psalmist, who wrote the psalm has the same feeling as the time of Prophet Malachi.
他说我的脚差一点的失散，我差一点的跌倒。
My foot had almost stumbled. My step has nearly slipped.
就是表示他对信仰的立场差不多快没有了。
And that means they cannot stand firm on the truth.
为什么？因为相信神是善的。
They know that God is good.
神嫉恶如仇。
God hates evil.
但是从这个第三节开始。
But from verse 3 on.
恶人狂傲人享平安。
The prosperity of the wicked.
他力气健壮，身体健康。
And their strength is with them.
他没有受苦。
They don't have any sufferings.
虽然他很骄傲，讲很多话。
Even though they're prideful and they say a lot of things.
那身体很壮。
They're physically strong.
没有什么事情发生了。
Nothing happened to them.
那神在哪里？
Where is God?
神是公义的吗？
Is God righteous?
就打了很多的问号，这个神还可以拜吗？
So they have a lot of questions in their head.
所以当人看到世界上不公义的现象，神没有什么行动，没有什么回应，人就开始在评论神。
So when people see injustice in the society and God does nothing about it, then they will have question mark.
当然，神在天上他就不舒服了。
And of course, God in heaven is suffering.
为什么
？Why?
因为有时候神的公义是在最后的审判才行出来。
Sometimes God will act on his punishment at the last day.
我们看十六节，七十三篇十六节。
Let's read chapter 73 verse 16.
说我思索了，怎能明白这事呢？眼看时系为难。我一这样一直想，一直想哦，用眼睛来看，实在很难
And it reads, when I thought how to understand this, it was too painful for me.
那等我进到神的圣所
，When I go into the sanctuary of God，
思想他们的结局
，And think aboutthe conclusion, the consequence.
当我来到神的面前，站在神的立场来看他的结局。
When I see God and stand on His ground to look at this situation,
忽然间他就明白了。
Then I realized,
神是公义的。
God is righteous.
神的公义是在最后审判前显出来。
God's righteousness will act at the last day.
所以眼睛看神没有报应，并不等于神不公义。
So when you see with your eyes that God does nothing, that doesn't mean God is in.God is not just.
所以我们有听过见证啊，这个信徒要离世以前。
So sometimes we hear a testimony before a member pass away.
全家人在一起祷告。
The whole family would gather to pray.
那这要离世的一个一个握手。
And this person who is about to pass will shake everybody's hand.
其中有一个他就跳过去就不跟他握手。
And sometimes he would skip a person and not shake his hand.
等大家都走了
，After everyone leaves，
那个亲戚来问他说：“为什么那个人你不跟他按手，
his,
不跟他握手
？”The relative would ask, "Why did you not shake that person's hand?"
神感动他说他已经犯罪了
，And he would say that God has moved him, and he knew that this person has sinned against God.
所以他就不跟他握手啊。
So he would not shake that person's hand.
那他本身他不知道的
，But that person does not know.
但是当他要离世的时候
，But when this person is passing away,
神就让他知道。
God will let him know.
所以这个宇宙中是有神的。
So in this universe, there is God.
那神的公义是在最后显出来。
And God's righteousness will reveal at the end.
但是有时候神的公义在还没有死以前就显露出来。
Sometimes the judgment of God will reveal before the person pass away.
我们再看当时这个挪亚的世代。
If we look at the time of Noah.
挪亚用多少的时间在传警告
？And how much time did Noah spend to preach the warning？
差不多他一生都在传警告。
Almost his entire lifetime。
说你们要进入方舟啊。
You must enter the ark。
这个就是恩典期啊。
And this is the grace period。
因为挪亚那个时代，人整天所想的都是恶，人做的也是恶。
Because at the time of Noah, everybody think of sin and they commit all sorts of sins.
但是马太福音里面主耶稣讲末世的日子跟挪亚的日子一样。
And in Matthew, Jesus said at the end time that the people have this same mentality as the time of Noah.
挪亚日子什么？
What is the time of Noah?
人照常吃喝嫁娶。
The people would eat and drink and marry.
也就是说，他生活过得很快乐。
They live a great life.
所以他也不在乎洪水会来到。
So they do not care whether a flood will come or not.
但是等洪水来到。
But when the flood came,
他们看到方舟门关起来。
They saw the door of the ark closing.
要进去已经太慢了。
When they want to go in, it's already too late.
因为那个时间已经过去了。
Because the grace period has ended.
所以我们回到第三章马拉基书的第三章。
Let's turn back to the book of Malachi, chapter 3.
这第二章的十七节。
Excuse me, chapter 2, verse 17.
就是对当时乱象他们对神的一种议论。
And this is the conclusion made by men toward God.
对十七节的下半句。
And the latter part of chapter, verse 17.
公义的神在哪里？
Where is the God of justice?
如果神存在的话，他是公义的话，为什么什么都没有发生？
If God actually exists and He is justice, how come He didn't do anything?
那我们现在看第三章。
Let's please read verse chapter 3.
第三章的第一节。
Verse
1. 万军的神说：“我要差遣我的使者在我面前预备道路，你们所寻求的主必忽然进到他的殿。立约的使者就是你们想仰望的快要来到。”
Verse 1, Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
所以神有定他的时候，这个时候就来到了。
So God has his own timing, and when the time comes, he will come.
所以这个时候还没有来到，不是神单眼，是神宽容。
When he does not come yet, it doesn't mean that he's not coming, it's just because he's merciful.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
彼得后书的第三章。
2 Peter chapter 3.
第八节。
Verse 8.
亲爱的弟兄，有一件事你们不可以忘记，就是主看一日如千年，千年如一日。
Verse 9.
主所应许的尚未来到，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容，不愿意有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
Verse 8. But behold, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
从2000年前主耶稣就讲再来，一直到现在没有来。
Since 2000 years ago, Jesus said he will come again, but till today he's not here.
不是单言，乃是宽容。
It's not because he's slacking, he is just merciful.
宽容就是说希望更多人能够得救。
And when he's merciful, he wants more or all to be saved.
给人更多的机会来悔改。
He's giving us time for people to repent.
但是一旦这个日子满了。
But when the time comes,
第十节。
In verse 10.
主的日子要像贼来到一样。
The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
天必有大响声废去，有形之都要被烈火消化。
And the heavens will pass away with great noise, and the element will melt with fervent heat.
地上跟其上的都要烧尽。
Both earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up.
所有看得见全部都要用火烧掉。
So everything you see will be burnt up.
几天前我刚刚是911。
And a few years ago was a memorial for 9/11.
我还记得2001年的911。
And we still remember in 2001, September 11.
那个时候我住在 New Jersey.
I was in New Jersey back then.
有一个姐妹打电话说，哎呀，传道你要看电视啊。
A sister called me and said, please turn on your TV.
我叫我看电视做什么，我甚至打来看。
And he said, why do you want me to watch TV? So I went ahead and turned on the TV.
第一栋大楼已经在烧了。
And one of the buildings was already burning.
然后就看第二飞机又撞到第二个大楼。
And I saw the second plane hitting the next building.
刚过了不久，看两个大楼好像坐下来，这样整个垮下来。
And a few moments later, the two buildings collapsed.
哦，超过3000个人死了。
About 3,000 people died that day.
那是很可怕的一个经验。
It's a very scary scenario.
我们看到很多的照片，有的是打领带从上面这样。火太热就跳下来。
We saw many people with still wearing tie jumped off the building.
没有一个人不怕死的。
And everybody feared death.
所以九一一过以后，你看，好多人去教堂。
So after this event, 9/11, many people start going to church.
人开始懂得敬畏神。
They know how to fear God.
但是如果圣经描写那个世界末日要来到
，If the description of the Bible regarding the end time.
有形 那一天必有大的响声。
That day there will be great noise.
有形之要被烈火消化。
All the elements will be melted with fervent heat.
那一天就很可怕了。
That day will be a very scary day.
所以，我们如果对神有这样敬畏的心
，If we have the fear of God in our hearts,
我们的生活会有很大的改变。
Our life will be forever changed.
所以我们看再回来看那个。彼得后书的第三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Peter chapter 3,
十一节
，verse 11。
这一切既然如此，消化你们为人应该怎样的圣洁，怎样的敬虔
？Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and good and godliness？
十二节
，verse 12。
切切仰望神的日子，在那一天日被火消化。
Looking for the hastening of the coming of the day, because of which the heaven will be dissolved.
有形之要被烈火消化。
The elements will be melted with fervent heat.
所以神没有改变。
So we know that God does not change.
虽然社会潮流在改变。
Even though the society trend is changing.
人的观念在改变。
People's thinking is changing.
但是神没有改变。
But God does not change.
所以我们不要看外面，要看神。
So don't look at the society today. We have to focus on God.
如果我们只看外面，没有看神，我们对神的观念，对神的评论就会跟马拉基书一样。
If we only look at the society, then we will have the same thinking as the people in the time of Malachi.
现在全世界啊，同性恋合法，一共有7个国家。
There are 7 countries that already legalized homosexuality.
7个国家里面没有一个是回教国家。
And not one of the country is Judaism.
没有一个是回教国家，穆斯林。
None of them is Muslim.
七个国家都是原来以基督教为主的。
And all these 7 countries are Christian based.
几年前呢，阿根廷同性恋全是合法的。
And
去年，阿根廷啊。
Recently, Argentina legalized homosexuality.
阿根廷有80%是天主教徒。
And 80% of the Argentinian are Christian.
但是一投票通过了合法。
But when they voted, they passed, they legalized homosexuality.
再往前几年呢，西班牙同性恋合法。
And in Spain, they also legalized homosexuality.
那西班牙60%是天主教徒。
And 60% of the Spaniards, they are Catholic.
但是同性恋合法了。
But they still legalize homosexuality.
同性恋合法包括加拿大。
And also Canada.
所以这个趋势变成挡不住。
And you cannot stop this trend.
现在学校开始在教。
And in school, they're starting to teach.
同性恋是一种生活方式。
And homosexuality is only a lifestyle.
你可以自由选择，你不可以歧视。
You are free to change that lifestyle, and you cannot despise them.
那在这个环境之下，如果信仰没有抓住
，And in this kind of society, if you do not hold firm to your faith,
我们就跟着走了。
Then we will go with them.
那我们对神的看法就会改变。
Then we will deviate our thinking in the Lord.
那这样我们跟神的关系就动摇，就改变了。
Then our relationship with God will be will not stand firm.
所以在耶利米在这个马拉基书里面。
So in the book of Malachi,
我们看当时的人对社会乱象中对神产生的评论。
So when they see the changing or the chaotic situation in the society, they have a different thinking of God.
这个评论是不对的。
And this is the wrong conclusion.
这是对神不认识。
They do not understand God.
那这个评论是他们跟神的关系就越来越远了。
And this will cause the relationship to have even more distance.
神的公义没有改变。
And God's justice does not change.
但是公义还没有来之前，是神的慈爱。
But before the judgment of God, He is merciful.
希望大家都能回头。
He wants everyone to return to Him.
能够归向他。
To return to Him.
那就不需要受神的公义的审判。
Then you do not need to suffer the judgment of God.
那我们就可以重新得到神的恩典。
Then we can continue to receive blessings of God.
我们聚会到这里。
And we conclude our sermon.
一起来默祷。
Let's bow our head and pray.